Hello, my name is Brent Dundor. I'm a full-time photographer and activist based out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. I use he, him, his pronouns, and I'm a self-identifying white, cis, male individual. I started They, Them Project to challenge my own ignorance on the topic of gender, specifically what it means to be non-binary and gender non-conforming. I now use my privilege, both as a white, cis, male, and as the producer of this project, to showcase people's personal stories and journeys so everyone can start to see how gender truly is a spectrum. People know who they are, and we all deserve the love and respect of being gendered correctly. Simply put, pronouns matter. They Them Project interviews non-binary individuals, offering a platform for them to be seen and heard while informing and educating everyone on how words and actions affect the trans plus community.
Hi, my name is Dusty, and I use they, them pronouns.
Dusty, thank you so much for being here. This is actually the second time that I've worked with you. Mm-hmm. You are unique to this project because it was your photos that actually started this. When you came to me, I think it was about a year ago. I was going to look at the photo files and figure out the date, but within a month, it was a year ago, and that was the start of this project. When we were working together, you had told me that you preferred they, them pronouns. And at that time, I was trying to challenge myself away from this project because it hadn't even started yet. I was trying to challenge myself to understand people who were non-binary and use they, them pronouns. And I asked you if we could talk about that. Right. And what actually ended up happening was you gave me the opportunity to ask you questions. We started to talk, and then I said, can we just go to the kitchen and have coffee? Do you remember it as that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we sat in the kitchen for probably 20 or 30 minutes. And, first of all, thank you for letting me do that. It's not an everyday thing where people who are identify as cisgender are able to ask people who use they, them pronouns exactly how they came to be using those pronouns, their journey to doing so. But honestly, I am really excited to ask you questions and to find out what's happened over the last year. And also the fact that this is leading into the gallery opening that's happening on March 9th. This is pretty cool that I get to talk to you, talk about the project, talk about you. I'm really excited. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Dusty, are you excited to be here today?
Yes. Nervous, most definitely. It did take me a while for us to connect. And when you were coming up or concepting and just coming up with ideas of recording people and giving them a voice, which kind of admittedly scared me away. I do not like to be recorded, and I can pose for a photo and I can talk to people in person, but to hear my own voice is weird for me. I don't know. It's all in stone almost.
When we were talking in the kitchen over coffee, I think that you actually said that you were considering using they, them pronouns. Or tell me what was happening a year ago and try to now talk about what's happening today.
At that time I was going or using they, them pronouns, but I was also using he, him. And it was just around, that time when I dropped he, him, and I'm going strictly by they, them. I don't know. It was like I woke up one day and it didn't matter to me as long as people would ask. Yeah, it just started to really affect me, I guess. And I started becoming attached. Like, why am I attached to, why was I attached to he, him, you know, like, I never really was, and it almost kind of seemed like this, like, easy out in a way. I don't know.
So today you use strictly they, them pronouns?
Yes.
Do you ever use any pronouns in any other way or at any other time?
No. I mean, people will assume one gender or another or whatever. I'm not out there correcting every single person. And a lot of the times it's just not worth it. Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you some of the questions that I asked to everyone else that I've been asking to, I think, roughly 25 people over the last year. Is there ever a time that you would be upset if someone asked you what pronouns you use?
Never. No. I get shocked when people ask me. And I kind of look at them in a different light, almost. I don't know. It's bad.
No. Tell me more about what that means when someone asks you that.
It's like, it feels like someone's actually looking at you, you know, like not just, oh, you're dusty. Okay. You know, that's that. There's more to it. And it just means a lot to me.
How much responsibility do you think should be put on others to ask you your pronouns or for you to tell them?
See, that I'm not going to police people. And for me, I'm still, to this day, I'm 28 right now, and I'm still learning social norms, I guess. For me to like go up to someone and be like, I'm they, them, which I have done before, and even in a setting that I thought was okay, and it wasn't, and it just came across as I was pushing it in people's faces almost.
So I haven't had anybody tell me an instance where they have tried to tell people their pronouns and that it was a hard time for them. Can you tell me a little bit more about that if you're willing to?
Sure. Yeah. You know, I went to this party and there was a couple of gender neutral people there and the other room was just whatever. And when I entered the room, everyone was looking at me and I introduced myself and also my pronouns, just following it up just so there was no confusion. And it didn't go over so well. A lot of people, I don't know if it was because if I was more male presenting that day or what, it just didn't go over well.
So how long have you been using they, them pronouns?
About 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when I photographed you, it was not a brand new thought, but more so it was something that, that you were starting to use more and more, right? And I guess that what you just said is that that's what around that time is when you started using strictly they, them pronouns.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So the perspective that I always try to ask questions from is someone who might be listening to this who has never heard of they, them pronouns or might for the first time be saying, okay, I need to understand this because that's what started this project for me. Mm-hmm. So over those 4 or 5 years, how have things changed? Like just give people an idea of that journey.
Well, since I was a kid, I've always been asked, are you a boy or a girl? Almost my whole life. And I chose to wear clothes that were, you know, that could look good on anyone, really. I don't know. I'm such a middle of the road person. That's just kind of like my personality and just, and it's been a slow evolution. And when I started hanging out with more people who were going by they, them, and I was just exploring this whole new side and I'm like, this makes sense, of course. And it was very natural for me to fall into that, you know, and I'm me and gender's like such a small part, but also a big part of who I am because it's opened doors for me, mentally and how my, just how I view the world.
So your name, Dusty.
Yes.
I have two parts to this question. Have you always gone by Dusty? And what does your name represent to you?
I've always gone by Dusty. My given name is Dustin, but I think it was like my first grade teacher started to call me Dusty and it stuck. Like even in my family members, everyone calls me Dusty. And if someone were to say Dustin, that's, you're not talking to me. I'm not going to respond to that. I don't know who you're talking to. Yeah, it's always been gender neutral, I thought. I love my name.
When I started this project, the person after you was Yoni. And they came in here and told me their name, Yoni. And I had known them from their previous name. So I had no idea what that meant at that time. So now I've learned to ask people what their name represents to them. Have you ever considered a different name?
I've only thought about stage names and I have a couple of those, but I don't use those, so.
Stage name for what?
Well, I kind of was doing burlesque for a little bit. I considered of doing a lot more. I was concepting all these different things that required different names, kind of, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. With burlesque, is that an expression of your gender?
Yeah, I would say it was like a year of my life. So it was just, it's a small part. And at the time, like, I was exploring these like different looks that a lot of people would question, like...
Well, one of the interviews that you said you had listened to before you came here was Seth's, and Seth was talking all about drag, mm-hmm. and how that is an expression of gender. Is drag different than burlesque?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're all like a heightened sense of oneself, and that's how I view drag. You can dress up to whoever you want. There's no rules, really. People want to put rules, but there's no rules.
Right. So, again, coming from the perspective of how I started out with this project, I don't want people to assume that anyone that uses they, them pronouns also does drag.
Right.
Because it's an expression of gender, but that's not the only way to express yourself, who you are.
Right.
Can you give me an example of a time when someone validated your gender and how it made you feel?
It's validating to me when people around me start actively asking questions. And I've been very lucky to have that within my personal friendships and my groups. My friends are validating to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want people to think about what it means to people if they take the time to ask their pronouns. So people have talked about when they go to Starbucks and someone asking you what drink you want, what your name is, and asking what pronouns you use.
That's never happened to me.
Has there ever been a time in public where someone has asked you?
No.
Okay.
I mean, unless it's like in a queer space, like then people ask.
And that's where I try to go with all these questions, is for people to understand what that would mean and how easy it is.
Yeah.
And there's been so many steps to this project over the last year. But if there's one thing that I could shove into people and make them realize from it, it's that not once in this whole year of me doing this project, talking to people who are non-binary, has anyone said anything other than they would love it if people would ask them their pronouns. Mm-hmm. And what that means to them is it hits you to your core.
Yeah.
If someone is having a hard time remembering, understanding, and respecting your pronouns or gender, what suggestions do you have for them?
I try not to, especially with my friends, put much energy into being affected if someone did slip up and said a different gender, which is okay. It's going to happen. I understand that. I myself sometimes slip up too. You know, we all do. And it's just giving people time to grow and understand what is coming out of their mouth and thinking before they speak.
Right. Because the next part of what I've learned and what I try to emphasize through the project is it's okay to make mistakes. It's all about intent.
Exactly.
And if you make a mistake, take 1 second to correct yourself. Possibly apologize if needed and move on. And there's plenty of times during this project, outside of this project, even when I was speaking in front of Century College about the project, I gendered someone incorrectly. And that was one of the most powerful moments during this project. And it hit me so hard. I was like, oh my God, it was my biggest fear going into that. But what I've learned from the project is just to say, I apologize for that. And thank you for correcting me. And then I corrected myself and I did move on. What I've taken from this project and people telling me what it means to ask them their pronouns and to use their correct pronouns, it's a big deal for people who are non-binary. And so I take that as personally as I possibly can through this project. What advice would you give to your younger self or to youth who might be questioning their gender and listening to this?
Be the best self you can be.
Thinking about your journey and times where you could have done anything differently? Is there any advice you would have given to yourself?
I wouldn't want to change the past. All the things I've learned shaped who I am today. And if I had the answers, then I would be a different person. And I like who I am today. So,
do you have any advice for parents who might have youth who are questioning their gender?
Ooh, I'm not a parent. So, there's other parents you can talk to. Yeah.
One example is Transforming Families.
Yeah.
And the opening gallery on March 9th is actually going to be all donations from that night are going to go to Transforming Families and to MTHC, Minnesota Trans Health Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone listening to this before the opening gallery, I recommend you come to there so you can talk to Transforming Families and about what is going to be between 15 to 20 other organizations that do help trans and non-binary people. I want to know if you have questions for me, Dusty.
How's this project been going? How do you feel how the project's going for you right now?
I am grateful for how the project has evolved and where it's going. Again, it started by mistake through one of your photographs and the conversation that we had, and it adapted into me understanding that the questions that I was asking you and the next person who came and was gracious enough to let me photograph them, those questions that I was asking for me personally were the exact same questions that everyone else needs to hear answers to.
Yeah.
And so then I had the light bulb go on, and it's like, oh, I should record me asking those questions so that other people can hear the answers. And the thing that I've learned in regard to understanding people and their gender is you have to take the time to ask questions. You have to think and feel the answers. And that's how you show love and respect to somebody.
Yeah. Just never assume anything. I think that's like the best rule.
Yeah. Are you going to be there on March 9th for the opening?
Yes, I will be.
Awesome. So people will get to talk to Dusty there.
We'll be lingering in the back having a cocktail, you know.
How do you express your gender, Dusty?
I express my gender through conversation. I express gender through saying people instead of saying those dudes or those women.
My word for people has become individuals.
Individuals.
And I listening to these interviews, which I've done more than anybody else, I guarantee that. I'm like, am I getting tired of hearing the word individuals? But it's a good word. Do you have anything else to say to anyone listening?
Yeah, never assume anything, ever.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and to subscribe to our podcast through iTunes and Google Play. TheyThemProject.org is the one place you can see all the photos and videos, and most important, hear all the podcast interviews. Share the project through TheyThemProject.org and tell others why they should take a look as well.